everyone. Welcome back to Hollywood Sports Mom. I'm cracking up already because I'm laughing with my guest, who is my friend Teresa Porter, who is joining us. And by the way, first studio guest ever. So I'm very excited about this. Woohoo! So thank you.
Thank you for being here.
And I'm quickly going to tell everybody how we met, who you are. Teresa is a portrait photographer, videographer, got this whole company with her husband, which is amazing. And I discovered you when I went to our mutual friend Denise to get my makeup done. And Denise was telling me about you, and you guys are next door to each other. And I'm looking at your stuff, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, who is this? And she's like, oh yeah, you need to meet Teresa. So long story short, then I needed to get some photos done. And I came to you, and I noticed the name of your company is My Friend Teresa. MyFriendTeresa.com, by the way. And at first I was like, oh, that's an interesting name.
And then by the time the shoot was done, I'm like, I get it.
Because you want Teresa to be your friend.
Like, totally.
And that's why you're here, because I left and I'm like, I had such a good time.
We did have fun in that photo shoot,
but it's all you. Because, you know, your subjects, probably for the most part, at least me, I'm an idiot. Like, I'm just awkward, you know? But you were the one that just kept it going. And I'm like, what an awesome name for your photography studio company, MyFriendTeresa.com.
I know. It feels real awkward at the bank, though. Then when they're like, and the name on the account? And I'm like, I am Teresa. So then I am
MyFriendTeresa.
That's awesome, though. It's great.
But everyone has to check out the site, MyFriendTeresa. There's no H in the Teresa.
No H.
MyFriendTeresa.com. Everyone always asks me, is there an E at the end of Carol? It's one of those.
Yeah, it is.
It's like, whatever. But you capture moments so beautifully.
Thank you.
I was blown away. And I'm kind of a snooty, you know.
You know what you're looking at.
And I'm like, look at her settings. Like, you have all these fantastic settings, whether it's
locations and stuff.
Locations all over. And I mean, or you build waterfalls and you, whatever somebody envisions, you can make happen, right?
And even like, I don't even need them to envision it. I just need them to show up and let me talk to them and figure them out and say like, hey, what are you all about? What do you love? And then we just get to, we play. We just create things and we're like, oh.
I know. And that's
Did you say airplane? Let's do it.
Whatever. Okay. So how far, like, will you travel? Like,
anywhere.
I love it.
Listen, all things are possible with time and money. So we're going to go. I think the farthest I've been is to New York City. To your zone. That was intense. There's a lot of rules about photography in New York. Like, you can't ever put a light stand on the ground. So we had to have like a, it's long. We had to have a paint pole and a light and a whole, it was a whole thing.
These are the things you learned.
It was intense.
But it's funny because my first call with you, like, I knew, you know, we're working together. But right away you called, you're like, hey. Right away I felt comfortable, which is so important. And then I started telling you, I'm like, listen, I'm just going to tell you, you know, I'm pushing 50. I just had my left boob hacked off. Cancer.
I think that's literally what you said.
I was starting the conversation and I'm like, you know, I'm trying my best here. And I remember you said something along the lines of, I totally get it, but here's the deal. We've got the base for something really great and we're just going to go with it and work with it. And I'm like, what good wording for somebody who's you know what I mean? Like, middle age. I'm like, thank you. I have
you
a
got
nice bae. That's all I need to hear.
I've always wanted a good bae.
I know. That's the goal.
You came to me from Denise, but what you don't know is that Denise called me to be like, Teresa, I just sent somebody to you.
Oh, God.
Let me tell you what she said. She's like, if Carol calls you, she's going to be amazing. And I was like, I mean, it's going to be great. I was like, she said we were going to totally hit it off. And I completely agree.
Oh. And Denise is the best. We have to have Denise on at some point, too, because every she's got stories and she does award shows and everything else. Yeah. People fly her all over. And anytime I go to her, she gives me some sort of beauty tip, which is great. Like, I'm just going to say one and I hope she doesn't get upset with me. But the last time when we were getting ready for this shoot with you, she said, she's like, listen, I'm going to white out your eyebrows, right? Listen to this. The girls are going to love this.
I didn't know if you were going to tell.
White out your eyebrows and I'm going to draw them in higher. And she said, I'm giving you an eye lift without you having an eye lift. And I'm like, this is brilliant. And she said, listen, if you ever want to, you know, freshen up your eyes, you don't need a surgery. Like, just go get your regular eyebrows lasered off or something and then get the new ones tattooed on. And yeah. I'm like, this is brilliant.
Yeah, it's convincing too.
She's
a magician.
She's the best. Okay, so quick, tell me about your history. I know you actually had some, you know, tragic stuff happen that helped. I don't know if it helped form your, you know, business.
I think that's a good way of putting it.
Definitely affected it.
Yeah. So I'm a portrait photographer, as you know, and I was definitely the photographer that did everything: weddings, bat mitzvahs, babies, mm-hmm. teenagers, like just anything. Anybody who would pay me, I was like, yes, I would love to take your pictures. Sure. And then I was on the way to a wedding. I was on the way to photograph a freaking wedding. And somebody ran me off the road and I hit a tree and it was like, it was insane. And it was, it slowed me down. You know, there's that moment you're like, do I even want to do this anymore? And turns out I don't want to do weddings anymore. Because you should never be in a position where you're like actively turning down morphine to like make sure you don't ruin someone's wedding day.
Oh my God.
I gotta send a prom to.
No.
It was intense. But you know, when I came back, it slowed me down and it was like, wow, I really, what about this do I love? And then I worked the opposite way. You know, I always worked from like, what will people pay me? What is it going to be? How can I make this business happen? And then after the accident, I just flipped it over and I said, what were my very best sessions? What was my best work as an artist? And then how do I do that and work from there? And that's when it kind of became getting to know people and everything. But yeah, the car accident was intense.
It was a pivotal moment.
Although you'll have to see, I just posted from 10 years ago today, and it is me in one of those like rolling carts at Target. I think that was the best thing. I think that was just like
totally
the most powerful. Yep. But I also want to be like, look at the cast. You know, it's not just because I'm fat. I'm doing this because I have a broken leg. It was amazing. God. It was amazing. It was probably the highlight of the whole thing was the riding Target
card.
Yeah. Which is underpowered, I must say.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny you say that because we went to the zoo last year and I've never had a broken bone in my life. Okay. Like I pride myself. I have very strong bones. I'm a big milk drinker. I've been since I was a little girl. Like good nails, good hair. I'm like, nobody can bust me. Until of course I have a baby and I'm getting him out of his car seat. I rolled my ankle.
Last
spring, and it wasn't a broken bone, so my bones are still solid.
Okay,
but it was some sort of ligament, and it was bad.
Oh,
so I have the whole cankle, like you know, boot embarrassing thing you need to wear, and it's like 90 degrees and sweaty, and I'm at the zoo with it, and I'm like, so I go to get one of the carts. To your point, and my sister's like, you better reserve one, and I'm like, well, I'm sure it'll be fine.
It'll be fine.
No.
No.
Oh, the carts were out. Everyone's zooming around in the cart.
In the Velcro boot.
I'm in the boot. It was awful. And the zoo has hill.
Oh, yeah.
It was not. It was difficult.
Our zoo is pretty awful.
Yeah.
It's a lot of hills.
Our zoo is a lot of hills. Our zoo is a lot of interesting people.
Yes. So the actual zoo and then the downtown anywhere here zoo. Yeah.
And there's the people at the zoo and then there's the animals.
There's a lot to take in.
Yeah. But anyway, it was fun. Well, I'm glad. Your recovery.
Thank you. I'm glad it just led to this. It's just a great place to be in life. I create fun art. And I think you've talked about many of the hard things that you've been through. And in spite of or because of, right? You know, like I'm going to become something out of this. I'm not going to let it hold me back. It's going to be my story. And I think that you're kind of the same way. It's one of the things I love about you.
Well, and you know, my first guest on my first episode is a dear friend of mine from back at the ESPN days. And she said, you can't have joy without going through heartache or sadness.
Yeah.
Like pure joy.
Yeah.
And I think it sounds like that was your revelation after that horrific accident.
Yeah.
And for me, too, you know.
It just changes your threshold. It changes your understanding of what hard is. And it doesn't mean that you have to compare because your heart is different than my heart.
Right.
It's not a comparison thing, but it is a, wow, it's a proving ground. It's a chance to say like, wow, this was really hard and I got through it. So I can't, so this is nothing, you know, so this thing is nothing. This is easy.
Exactly.
I'm not holding my baby, rolling my ankle at whatever.
Totally.
Whatever it is.
I know, totally. Okay. And I noticed one of the things you did that really struck me, and there might be moms listening to this who are like, Carol's so out of touch because she has a toddler, which I might be, but you do these like people will hire you to do videos or kind of and capture their kids' senior year of high school.
Yeah.
And they get this whole like kind of whole movie of themselves. I had no idea this existed.
It's fairly new. I will say it is like we went from like studio headshots where you leaned on the fence. Did you do the like senior portrait where you So you do the chin stool with the chin under you, the fist under your chin. And, but we started doing video when Justin's our videographer. He's my husband. And so when he joined, he started, because we're doing these crazy things for these sessions. You know, you're in an airplane hangar and you're whatever, you're set, lighting something on fire. And we're like, we've got to have video of this. And the best thing is the senior portraits are cool, but they're with a purpose. Mm-hmm. You know, it has to match who that person is.
Right.
And so you're really telling just an exaggerated story of who that person is. And so they get this great video that they don't have to perform for and they don't have to look a certain way because we're posing them.
Right.
You know, so we're posing them and we're telling them what to do that create these great expressions for photographs, but also this like full video.
Okay.
It's cool.
How cool is this?
It's cool.
And I mean, it's such a like Instagram technology world
of that generation. No, we did not.
You know, growing up. So yeah, I was hand against the tree. And
I think I was leaning on a fence.
Totally. But it blew my mind. And it's a whole beautiful
thing.
Videography. I mean, I see.
He's amazing.
I see. It looks movies. It's legit
cinematic.
Cinematic.
And what's amazing, I think, about the video is unlike photography where I get to tell them what to do and I'm controlling everything, the lighting, the pose, the expression, everything. He is only working off of what happens. And so if I can brag, I think that's the genius of working with your sometimes it's very hard to work with your spouse or partner.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's the genius of the communication. He knows what I'm going to do before I do it. And he's really great at anticipating for the kids. And so he gets this amazing behind the scenes. It seems effortless, but I know how much is going on behind it.
It's a gift that he has.
It's a talent.
And these kids, they have it. It's so cool to be them.
Yeah.
Right? And then just walk away with this movie of their life, of one of the most important years of their life.
Well, and how many times do we get to do that? I think all of us at some point in our life have been in that place. Was like, man, I would love to just like look good, but I don't have a reason. Why would I do it? And seniors, like, they're right. They're perfect times. They're not kids anymore. They're not. It's that perfect moment. Last moments of childhood.
Perfect time. They're so much cooler than we were.
And oh my gosh.
The
makeup alone.
Well, it's funny because I try to the makeup, and then I try to stay a little bit cool, but it's not working.
Don't even try.
I'm trying. And I actually thought of a great idea. I'm like, we should come up with a website that's like howtostaycool.com and then have some like teenagers feed us lines, because I'll just use the word
but in the wrong
term, and my nieces are like, oh my gosh, you're an embarrassment. But like the other day I was helping my nephew, you know, get dressed. I'm like, put on your sneakers. And he just looked up and completely genuine said, only you and grandma use the word sneakers. And I was like,
oh my gosh.
Like, they're
not one.
I love you, grandma, but you get what I'm saying. And so I'm like, well, and then I went to my other niece. I'm like, please tell me, like, what am I supposed to say? And she's like, you say like trainers, or you say the brand, like get your Nikes. And I'm like, who knew? Sneakers. I know, I've scarred you. You're never going to use sneakers. And then the other one was, I was in LAX and there was this high school group on a class trip.
Of course.
And they're getting sandwiches and stuff. And the one kid, and he's like, he takes a bite of his sandwich, he goes, dude, this is local. And I'm like, okay, so I wrote it down. I'm like, local, like, use that at some point, you know.
I'm gonna have to look this up. No, the problem is we have young kids, so I have a second grader, and I don't know if you know, but like second grade is just inherited cool. They're just like whatever cool has trickled down. And so if you start picking up the second grade versions of cool, you're way far behind. But
I would think that's a training ground for you. That's good. I don't have that yet.
It's humbling is what it is. I've just decided to not be cool and just own the not coolness. And then I don't know. I just can't remember. Teenagers are so insecure anyway. Well, we all are, actually. We want to peg it on them.
I know. Totally.
I've had some insecure moments, but how much we try to peg it on that.
And being my photographer, you know mine. Totally.
Yeah, we all have them.
So prom season just is kind of, I guess we're in the middle of it.
It is. It is right upon us.
It is so big. And I'm on Facebook and I'm looking at all these bitches. I'm like, they look gorgeous. So pretty. And yeah. And they don't have like
a small,
well, they're small, they're gorgeous, but they don't have like a fad really that they're going to be embarrassed about. I think the guys do. I'm just going to say.
The tight pants or the short?
Either one.
Yeah.
Or the, you know, a couple years ago was the Justin Bieber hair. Like they're going to be more horrified when they look back on that. But the girls, I'm like, they did it so much better than we did.
Timeless. You know, I was saying, like, what about what? I'm glad we're revisiting the 90s, I believe.
Yeah.
It's happening. Yes. But thank God we haven't picked up, like, the short prom dress phase. Oh, no.
There's a giggle that says, I don't know what you're talking about.
But the girls, I thought, were so, we just photographed a prom this last weekend, and they're so gorgeous and they're so timeless. I was like, look at them. They're just so elegant. And then,
there's us. Okay.
This is what we're going to talk about, too.
We're going to talk about our prom pictures.
Oh, I love it.
Okay.
I'm here for it.
So,
are you going to go first?
I'll look at you first. Okay.
You did ask me to submit.
I had choices. You had choices. Okay.
Well, we
and
then
Drago's going to put this up on the screen for everyone to see. Oh, okay. So
let me turn it around.
I see.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's saucy. That's
so
nice.
We have.
Sorry, Mom.
Okay. Do they still do corsages? Is that still a thing?
Yes, but let's talk about my corsage because I want you to notice, like, this was a big deal. This was a big upset for me.
Oh.
Did you have the wrist corsage or like the brooch corsage?
I think.
Okay, it's always during like Mother's Day weekend, graduation weekend, right? So if you get this one, it's a little matronly. So my poor day.
Oh,
you see what I mean? The wrist corsage is a signature, but when it comes up here, I still think it's a thing. Most of the girls this weekend had so that was like a big disappointment. That was the biggest letdown.
So it wasn't the white top hat.
I'm getting to that. Don't worry. I'm saving the best for last.
Okay, so your date probably, he's a guy.
He rolls by the ground on the way there.
Oh, yeah.
I know it.
Oh, yeah.
Look at the size of the ribbon. It is disproportionate to the flower.
I'm zooming in. There's too much ribbon.
It was like the last flower on the rack.
Yeah. And now you look great.
Oh, I was very, none of us look bad, I think, when we're 18.
Okay.
I thought it was going to get better, but.
No, you look fantastic. Your hair's cute. You know,
the signature updo. So, so much.
Do you have a black eye or is that a shadow?
Probably a shadow, but you know, we were doing a smoky eye that it might have just gone right. I was not a very girly girl, so probably I got makeup done and then just got tired and was rubbing my eyes and
it could have happened. Okay. Yeah. Now we're going to move to your handsome date.
Okay. That is Nick. Hello, young
Nick. Hi, Nick. Do we still talk to Nick?
No, not so much. He was a great guy to know in high school, but. So I wore that whole black dress and then he's wearing a matching white tux. Mm-hmm. But the hat was a surprise. There was a cane as well that is not pictured.
No.
Yes.
There was not a cane.
And our neighbors were from Louisiana, our next door neighbors. And she goes, oh, everyone's crazy about a sharp dressed man. And so it was just it was awesome.
Nick is handsome. And listen,
we were trying to have our, what's that movie? We were trying to have our like Save the Last Dance moment. You know what I mean? We were scandalizing the private school by being biracial anyway. So that was
good for you.
That was already a scandal.
I love it.
Of course, we met volunteering. Like, so it's so classic, right? Yeah, that was he was a good date.
I wish we could get in touch with Nick because I appreciate his authenticity and good for him for just, did anyone else at the prom have the cane and the
No one else was even rolling in with the white tux. Mm-hmm. You see, we were, mm-hmm. we literally, I think a yin yang is what we're doing. Oh, that's a dated phrase anyway. Do you remember when we, did you draw the yin yang?
Are we not allowed to use that?
I don't think we do that anymore. I'm not sure.
I'll ask my nieces.
Ask them. I'm sure they will tell you with great candor.
Okay.
Wait, now I want to see yours. I got to see your
tragedy. Nothing offends me. Just so you know.
Oh, I'm so ready.
Nothing offends
me. So
is
the roast available.
Nothing.
That was fun.
chair. Hold on.
I've got to take it from top to bottom.
Go ahead. And then
the hair is giving me fundamentalist cult religion. It's giving me prairie. It's giving me multiple wives. Do you see what I'm saying? Do you see, just in height and length. And the curl that's a little brushed out. Uh-huh. It's a little, mm-hmm. I love it. You said, okay.
Keep going.
Pressing onto the sweetheart neckline.
Thank you.
I feel like that was very key. It was a good time for the silhouette. Wait. Do not miss the lace fingerless gloves.
Mm-hmm. So I went, I
wanted an American Girl doll.
Okay.
That like had a stripper aunt that lived in the like got her dressed. It's a little fancy. Don't let me down. It's
exactly everything I am.
It's a little Reba McEntire.
Listen, it's there was this character or not a character, but like some kind of brand called Chiquita Banana. Back in the day, and that's kind of a Chiquita Banana dress.
Yeah, and it's got movement.
No one else is going to have those ruffles.
No.
No one else is going pastel blue and purple and lavender. Oh. Yeah. My biggest choice is what shoes I'm going to wear. I think I went with the blue, but my nieces
think the almond nail, too. The nails were done. They came in perfect.
What you cannot see in the photo, unfortunately, is all the body glitter I had all over my neck and chest.
Yes, you did.
And
that earring is a chandelier, I dare say. The earring, top to bottom sensation.
The tanning was a combo of 90s tanning lotion plus the bed.
Yeah.
You know, so I probably smelled atrocious.
Oh, yeah, like a little bit burnt. You probably smelled a little.
Yeah, I had that smell. And but listen,
the pose is coming in clutch. It's giving us a great waistline. So 10 out of 10 for showing the waist. We want to give a little.
Listen, I have no regrets. My nieces think this is atrocious. They have it as my profile picture, you know, things like that. I have no regrets. The only regret I have in that photo are the bangs. But it's really not my fault because we didn't have Drybar. We didn't have products people have.
We didn't even have a magazine.
Thank you. We didn't have anything to guide us. And we didn't have the internet to look up how to properly straighten your curly hair.
Apparently.
I did my best. And it was humid and it was May. And
at least someone's fundamentalist sister did your hair, but it's fine.
It's fine.
I love the white lace gloves, what do we call these tights? What are these called?
Okay, no,
hose.
We're gonna talk about those in a minute.
But the
hose,
you bring up the lace gloves. So it was a Chiquita Banana dress with Madonna's lace gloves.
Yeah,
because I needed to add something.
Yeah, a little like a virgin.
And the stockings, I can't even say they're a regret. My mom made me wear them.
Oh.
So I don't think I've ever worn stockings since. I haven't.
Well, she couldn't look like a hoe.
Right.
She said,
she goes, you must be a lady and wear stockings. My legs were tan. I've never again worn
Don't worry
stockings,
about the fingerless ever. Gloves that were giving Rhythm Nation. They were giving.
Totally. They were vibes. My mom didn't care about that.
No.
Or the body glitter I put all over my chest. Yeah, she cared about the stockings.
I will say it's a short skirt, but it is knee length really when you get down to it.
It's knee length and there's blue eyeshadow, which is fantastic. And, you know, I want to say, just so you know.
Yes.
I was voted runner up for prom queen.
Oh.
And
how
it worked in my school where the boys voted for the girls.
Okay.
And the girls voted for the boys. So clearly, believe it or not.
Listen, someone's trying to get you to take off those gloves for them.
this was hot. Okay.
The
hot 1991.
Yeah. I know.
And by the way, my date, to your point, wore a white suit, which no one else.
No joke.
I don't think anyone else did. And not only that, I have to find the photo. He opens it up, and the branding was Miami Vice.
Oh, wow. Did he have the sunglasses and everything? Was he a little slick?
I don't know if he had shades. He had slicked hair.
Of course.
And my friend Don Dayon. And he was
and
in the white suit.
The wrist corsage.
The wrist corsage
my
with
point.
The lace gloves. I had a black ring on just to sex it up, too.
Did you do the matching thing? The matching, the the bride and groom. It's not the bride and groom. The prom and the date, you had to match. The kids match now. So, like, if you've got, like, the hunter green dress, your guy is going to have the hunter green, like, whatever that
tie or vest or whatever.
He had a lot of colors to choose from.
He had a lot to choose from.
He could have gone.
It was a lot.
So many different options. You are that's fantastic. Yeah, I hope that everybody gets a chance to behold this.
Thank you. Long live the prom.
Yeah.
I'd like to especially thank all the boys who voted for me, because now years later, as my nieces and everyone else makes fun of me, I go back and just prove that.
Well, we all talk about trauma, and you clearly have lived through yours.
The
hardest moment.
We'll add it to the list.
Exactly.
Speaking of.
Yes.
Good segue.
Oh, thanks.
Okay. So everyone knows.
Oh, yes.
I've had just crazy.
Yeah. You've had some stories.
My whole life. And it's funny because when I had an armed gunman in my hotel.
A couple of years ago and had to be rescued by the SWAT team.
No. That's a story. But anyway, a story for another episode. When they were walking me out, one of the SWAT guys said to me, "Wow, I bet you this is the craziest thing that's ever happened to you." And you're like, actually.
Yeah.
No, I mean, on a serious note, I rehashed 9/11. I rehashed a couple other things. And then there's some of the more humorous ones. And he looks at me and he goes, you are what us, you know, in law enforcement, what we call a shit magnet. And he said, "You're a shit magnet because you're a really nice person.
Yeah.
And terrible things just end up happening to you. Like random, terrible shit. I'm a shit magnet." So I have a shit magnet list.
I loved it. Love this.
Yeah. A shit magnet list. And you know, if everyone has 9 lives, I've used up about 15. Like
you're in overtime
every day. I'm living on the edge. So I'm going to read you.
I'm here
some options. I know I've got options. I left one out. I thought of it driving here. I'm like, oh yeah, the time granted this isn't a life or death one, but well, maybe it could have been, but the time I had to measure something in my house and I ended up in the hospital with a concussion because I'm not a math person. Like, so don't have me measure because I'll end up in the hospital.
It's literally hospitalized.
But anyway, that's
I always felt like math could do that to you.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally.
Straight to the hospital.
Totally.
This list is great.
Okay.
I want to hear
the shit magnet list, and you're allowed to pick 2 stories.
Okay. I'm going to pick 2 good ones.
And if you need me to repeat anything, I will. But
dazzle me. Okay.
Okay. The options are, I wish we had Jeopardy music. Like, dun, 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 dun. Okay. The day I went blind. This is New York City, the old man in the rain.
Oh, that's
awesome. The armed gunman in me.
Okay.
The sinking boat in New York Harbor. Me and the number 2 most wanted man on the FBI list. You know.
I was number 2, though. I always feel like you're the runner-up.
Yeah.
You weren't even the number 1 guy.
You know what I mean? I had number 2 for prom queen.
A gun.
And, you know.
Hell back again. God dang it. So close. So close.
Okay. Homeland Security trailed me.
Okay.
Okay. Death by, potential death by air conditioner.
Okay.
The Beverly Hills Fire Department debacle. Held by knife point. My dinner with legit mobsters.
Where have you lived?
Being recruited by high price call girls, or attempted to be recruited. The deranged lunatic with the metal pole.
Oh.
Or the tornado, the remains of a tornado. Okay. I know that was a lot.
Wow. Okay. So I guess it's 2 jumped out at me. First of all,
I'm scared.
I was loving the harmonious tones of the old man in New York. What was it? You read it with such panache. I felt like it was with Brené Brown. Tell me what it is.
New York City, the old man in the rain.
That's beautiful.
It's beautiful. Wait till you hear it.
All right. Okay. I like that one.
Okay.
We got to start there. And then I think I'm going to, because we're in the South now, so I need to know how an air conditioner can
kill you. Oh, how an air conditioner almost killed me. Okay.
Yeah. I think that's where we need to go.
Okay. Okay. If you don't mind, I'm going to start with the death by air conditioner.
Yeah, of course. Hold on. I got to cough because.
I know.
Because this is already taking me there.
Okay. So I'm living on the Upper West Side. I'm in New York City.
I was about to ask where that is.
Upper West Side, New York City. And I'm scurrying down Broadway on my way to work one day.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, I'm around Broadway and West 82nd Street. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, a freaking air conditioner falls off a tall building and lands. I mean, kind of where you're sitting, like probably 5 feet
in front of me.
No.
Smashes into pieces. Okay. And I just stop. And I remember I'm looking at it smashed all over. And a couple other people were there and they sort of stopped. And the first thing I did was look up to hope and pray part two wasn't coming at me.
That's a good follow-up.
Yeah. And then just like in typical New York fashion, I'm sitting there looking at all the remnants in front of me. And the New Yorkers look and they just go on.
They just keep like,
nobody cares.
No.
Nobody asks.
Tuesday.
You okay?
I got places to go.
Totally. And then I'm like, should I go knock on the door of the building and be like, you almost killed me? You know, but
yeah,
in New York, they have supers, which are, I guess, superintendents of buildings. Nobody gives a crap.
No.
Like, that's a waste of time. And, you know, in New York, it obviously gets hot. Nothing's regulated. It's like everyone just Jimmy rigs. I mean, people have him held up by masking tape. It's so.
A chicken wire. It's on tape.
You're kind of walking around and.
Wait, is this like an air conditioner like grandma would have had like in her like spare room?
Yeah, the gray one.
Sounds awful.
The gray one that hangs out the window. That's what fell and almost killed me.
Do you remember what you were thinking before? Like, what would you have just been? What would have been your wavelength? You were just walking. Were you going to work?
Yeah, I was going to work. So I was just,
in the morning.
I was one of the scurrying New Yorkers.
You're just off.
But by 5 feet, it missed me. Like, I would have been dead. And, so I'm looking around.
Do you just step over it? Do you just?
Well, no. Well, first, I'm looking around at the pieces and I found the rusty bolt that gave
the evidence.
That was the evidence. And I was like, and I looked at it and I'm like, wow, it was all rusty. It was probably like, I don't know, 50, 60 or 100 years old because it's New York. And I pick it up and I was like, I'm going to keep this bolt.
Did you keep it?
I kept it. It's at home in my jewelry box, in one of my old jewelry boxes, and I meant to bring it today. And the only reason I couldn't is because I spent all night looking for my prom picture, and I just moved, and that was enough. But
wow,
yeah. So I kept the rusty bolt because I was like, you know, it's a reminder that life is delicate, and at any moment, as you know,
literally, things could fall from the sky.
Things could fall from the sky and almost kill you. But I did. I had these images of like my obituary, like death by air conditioning.
The bolt that just rolled away. You can see it like cinematically playing out. This is my question, though. Like what happens when you get home and you're like, of all my most precious jewels that I keep in my jewelry box, I am putting in this rusty bolt.
Yeah.
Like, isn't it crazy that our jewelry boxes become these like places to like, oh, half my tooth fell off. I should probably, I got bit by a tick. I said, I'm hanging on to it. I'm like, jewelry mixed with like various tiny objects.
Yes.
So you've got a little rusty bolt.
I've got a
somewhere
rusty
in there.
New York City bolt. I probably have so many stories to tell.
With like a crown from your teeth that you have to like get put back
of
in.
Of course.
Exactly.
And yeah.
That's crazy.
And it's funny because when my nieces keep track of my list because they don't believe half it. They're like, oh,
yeah, sure.
That didn't happen. And then I go to my childhood friend
like,
and they pull up the evidence. So they show pictures. Like, here's when we almost died on a boat in New York Harbor. Like, my friends all have evidence. So my nieces keep a long running list. And but this one I forgot about. And I was telling my boss, Mike, who knows a lot of these stories because I've worked with him for like 20 plus years. And I'm telling him, yeah, remember this. Remember when did I have the carbon monoxide on the list when I almost died of carbon monoxide?
I haven't heard that one either.
Okay, so like, you know, I had a carbon monoxide one. So, and I'm telling him, and he goes, don't forget about the air conditioner. And I said, I forgot about it, Mike.
Oh.
So my friends.
So even your friends know.
There have been so many.
They have stories about you.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So if it wasn't for him, I would have forgotten all about my death by almost death by air conditioner.
Well, tell me about this sweet man. In my mind, I've already added to the story. Did I say a sweet man? Did I make that up?
It's so sounds so poetic. Okay,
it does.
So it's a January morning again in New York because everything happens in New York pretty much.
Of course, yes.
It's bitterly cold. It's freezing rain. Just so you have the visual.
Okay.
Again, I'm on the Upper West Side. That means nothing to you, but it'll mean something to everyone else. It's January. It's gross. It's freezing rain. And I happened to find a cab, which is just, you know, there were no Ubers back then, whatever.
Okay.
It's unheard of. I'm the lucky
like
one.
The yellow cab.
Yeah, I
like
find the yellow cab. I'm
okay.
Like, yeah.
You like flag it down and everything.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, the whole thing.
Yeah. And you this see the work light on. You're like, this is great. I got a cab. It is the crappiest January day out ever. So we're cruising down Broadway and we get by Zabar's Deli, which is this famous deli. And I look and I see this really, really elderly man and he's got like 3 or 4 bags of groceries and he's got his cane in the air.
Oh no.
And he's hoping and praying.
Okay.
And I'm
like, flag with a cane.
And I had this moment where I'm like, I'm 27 and healthy.
And able-bodied.
And this guy. So I say to my cabbie, pull over. we're getting this guy.
Oh,
I don't care if he's got to go way up to the Bronx. Like, we're taking him home. I'll be late for work. I can't drive by him.
Oh, he can, like, get in your cab.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, you can pick up extra people.
You can. But to that point, the cabbie got really pissed. He's all like, I'm like, whatever. It's an elderly man. Pick him up. So we pick him up, and he gets in, and he's like, you know, he gets all his bags in, and he spoke with this thick, thick accent. I don't remember if it was a Russian accent, what it was, but he said, what a special young lady you are. Your parents raised you right. I said, it's no problem. And he said, I live on Central Park South. Well, that's on the way. So I'm like, this is easy.
This is great.
This is no problem.
It's meant to be.
So yeah, it's like 5 minutes. And so we get there, and his doorman, like, I mean, I'm living in.
Yeah. Wait, did he say, so he said somewhere around Central Park?
Central Park South.
Oh, so this is like, you're right.
Yeah. His name was like Abraham or something. Oh, of course it was.
Of course. Yeah.
And so Abraham, you know, he lives in the best area. To live on Central Park South is a dream. You know?
Okay. Like, yeah.
I can't live there. So we pull up, his doormen come running out because they take good care of Abraham and they help him with the groceries. And he's like, young lady, I must take you to lunch as a thank you. I must. And I said, no, sir, it's fine. So we go through that whole thing.
Yeah.
And he insists, your parents would be so proud. I must take you. I said, okay, fine. So I give him my business card. And I'm like, sure, we'll go to lunch at some point. So I go to work, and then I'm like, I like Google him or whatever is available at the time. And I realize Abraham's a big deal. Like, Abraham is like into philanthropy. Abraham, you know, gives to, it was either Carnegie Hall or you know, Lincoln Center, like all these big.
He's got the name for it.
Yeah, Abraham. It's
like, I feel like the name was like a foregone conclusion.
He's got the name and the look.
It's like Cecil's never do stuff like this. It's always an Abraham, but keep going. Isn't it though? It's never like a
Cecil.
I don't know. Where did Cecil come from? I know a Cecil too. I doubt he's listening.
Totally. Sorry, Cecil.
Sorry, Cecil. Okay, keep going. Abraham.
Anyway, so he's this big benefactor. And I'll say, now, you know, I kind of like history, especially New York history. So I'm like, oh my gosh, he's
going to have
so many great stories. Yeah. I can't wait to hear all about Carnegie Hall, whatever. So, you know, he calls one day and he said, okay, you know, and on Central Park South is the plaza. You know, it's a big historic landmark. It's where, in case you don't know, it's where if you watch Sex and the City, Carrie turned around and walked away from Big when you left her for Natasha. And it's just,
unfortunately, you know exactly.
Okay, that's the plaza. And it's iconic, and it has restaurants and it has tea rooms and everything. And Abraham lived right next door. So I figured he could, you know, hobble over there.
Yeah.
So he's like, you know, they know me there in the dining room. Meet me at the plaza. And then meanwhile, I'm in this phase where I'm wearing like camouflage skirts and like combat boots.
What year is this about-ish?
Oh, gosh. Probably like 97, 98.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You probably had a chunky shoe.
Chunky.
You were rocking. Like,
yeah. And a camo skirt. Okay. Yeah. So I'm like, I'm not going to fit into the plaza, but this is fine. And it's easy for him to get to. So
they're not going to say anything to him.
Right.
They're not going
to
be like.
Right. So I go and we sit down and I have to help him kind of sit and I have to prop up his cane, the whole thing. Okay. And he has this little photo album that he carries.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. So he sits down. He says, I want to show this to you. I said, oh, wonderful. He starts showing me pictures of his extended family, all beautiful, at a party. And I said, this is so lovely, Abraham. What was the event? He goes, it was my 100th birthday party. So I'm sitting here going, I'm sitting here with a 101-year-old man. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, in like 88 or 90, but like 101. I'm sitting there happy dinner.
Said he didn't kill him before that.
Totally.
An air conditioner didn't pop.
Exactly.
He's just getting in random stray cabs and he made it to 101. That's impressive.
So I'm looking at the family photos and I start noticing like his grandsons or his great grandsons like are kind of hot.
Oh no, like this, did you know that?
Like this is family. I'm like,
I'm supposed to be family.
And I'm picturing like the New York Times like wedding announcement. I'm like, they met because great grandpa needed a cab on a cold winter New York day.
You already scripted it out.
I'm a writer. I script everything out. So I'm like, fate intervened. This is meant to be. So we're eating our Caesar salads and I feel something odd and I totally shudder. Abraham's wrinkly 101-year-old hand is crawling up my thigh. Yes. Abraham's hand.
Abraham's putting the hot moves on you. And you're trying
under
to get to a grandchildren.
But he's 101. He's 101.
Listen, that's how he's made it this long. He is.
But listen, my
man knows what he wants.
My fork dropped. I like, there's a crouton hanging out of my mouth. And I'm like, Abraham! Like, everyone looks and I'm like, what are you doing?
Wow.
And then he got pissed.
Was there a moment you were was there a moment of confusion?
No,
you were right away.
Like you were like, oh, this is.
Yeah, I was like, is there something under the table? And then I saw his face, like, you know.
Oh, and it wasn't like,
oh my god, it was like that hookup face, and I'm like, no. So anyway, so
smooth moves, Abraham.
So So he turned pissed, and he goes, "Well, you agreed to come to lunch," and I'm like,
oh, that's the price of it.
I'm
worth more than a Caesar salad, pray tell. Like, let's start with that. These camouflage skirts don't buy themselves, daggone it. The Wet Seal or whatever the brand was.
I don't know.
It was a wild time.
Yeah. So Abraham's putting the moves on
you. So I walked back to my job at ESPN, $20, and the whole way, I'm like, I don't know how, if I should feel violated or if I should be laughing my ass off that this is the funniest thing. One of the funniest things that's ever happened to me in my life.
Where this was going in his mind. Like, he's like, I showed her my scrapbook, you know what I mean? Like,
you know, the scrapbook.
He's going to bring out the family photographs from, like, the last.
To try that. Wow. I don't know. And so.
Wow, Abraham.
Yeah, I got back to the
office. Well, you know, Abraham is the father of many nations. So
that's all
he
knows.
Apparently. So I got back to work at ESPN, and I had to get on a conference call, and I was kind of like messed up.
A little shit.
Thank you.
And else were you like, was I leading him on?
No, and I was anyway.
You hurt.
So I'm on a call with these guys who are up in the Bristol, Connecticut office, and I'm like, guys, and they're kind of friends, you know. I'm like, I gotta start by telling you about the lunch I came from. And my friend Dan was on. He starts laughing. I mean, they could not control their laughter. And so for the next year and a half, because fax was a big thing back there.
Oh, yeah, of course.
They would fax me pictures. They'd found them online of Abraham. And they'd be like, hello, Carol, I love you. Like, just ramble day. For like a year and a half, they taunted me.
Fax.
Yeah, I did. It's all right.
They spammed you by fax. That's hardcore. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, here's the main lesson that I want to talk about and I want to share with everybody.
Okay. I want to hear where we're going to take this.
The lesson that I take from my having a 101-year-old, what are they called? Centenarians or something? I don't even know because not a lot of them exist. Like, whatever they are. Okay. 101-year-old, come on to me, is that when a dude discovers his penis, it rules him till death. This is the proof.
Yeah.
This is the proof.
He was thinking of that from the day that flag, that tab, he's waved that cane at you. Oh, there's so many jokes to be made about the cane, but we're going to leave it.
It was right there. It was right there.
Wow. I love the life lesson. I thought that was going a totally different direction.
Okay. And I listen, I'm someone with the sun. I mean, I'm wearing my monster truck.
Monster truck mom shirt.
Because, you know, it was that kind of morning. But yeah. And you have a daughter.
I have a daughter.
Yeah, these are the things that I...
Like, how do you prepare them for that, you know? You just teach them about themselves and say, like, just... I don't even know how you process that.
And you're like, you think it's kind of safe letting a
Right. And you also, like, you could have gotten away. You know what I mean? Like, there was never, like, a threat of danger.
Right.
You couldn't run away.
I could overpower him. And no good deed goes unpunished, clearly.
But, like, you can't knock him out at the plaza. You know what I mean? You can't.
Wow. I know.
That's amazing.
It's the difference. Yeah. The difference between boys.
I picked two good ones.
You picked two great New York stories.
That's amazing.
Legendary. And yeah, and it's kind of like you have a little girl, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And you know, we're getting into the whole potty training thing, and it's really funny because I have so many women say to me, you know, oh, you're getting ready to do potty training. This is wonderful. Just you do the whole let them run around naked for 3 days. Okay, wait. Let them run around naked for 3 days, and then you just plop them on the toilet whenever they need to go. And I sit there and I smile pleasantly, and then I walked away and I realized a trend. Every single one of the women who said that had daughters. And I'm like, well, isn't that lovely for you?
Isn't that nice?
They're just so little dainty.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They probably don't want to be dirty. I'm like,
yeah,
he's out of aim. Like, I'm picturing artwork getting wrote. Like, I'm like, no. Like,
he's drawing pictures of dinosaurs. You know what I mean? Like, he's drawn shapes. You can't, no.
It's a different
story. I feel like people that say your kid should walk around naked. You know, I don't know. I feel like they have like vegan leather handbags. You know, you just want to be like, boo, it's plastic. Like, I feel like this is not, you know what I mean? We're trying to make this a thing, but really you're just gross. You're just gross. Let's call it what it is.
I'm letting you pee
on your furniture.
I know, which is already going to happen a couple times. But you don't need it all the time.
So let's not add.
Well, and I think that's the attitude. Is like, well, they're going to pee all over anyway. So just let's.
No, they're not. I disagree.
It's just not my thing. But anyway, so raising a girl, I'm sure.
Yes.
And I'm a very happy boy mom. Like no offense or anything, but like I almost, you know, kind of wanted a boy because I was a girl.
And I know.
Because you know.
I know
about the lace feelings.
I know about
how be hard my mom and dad, I'm going out tonight. It's a Friday night. And then I go out and change into a different outfit. I remember.
You've done it. You've been there.
So I'm kind of like, you know, I'm cool with being a boy mom and I love it because I work for sports. So it kind of fits in.
It does work for
you. But the one thing I miss, and I have to ask if your daughter did this, she might in peak stage. Playing Barbie dolls. That's the one thing I miss.
Oh, you know, I think I was more interested in them than she was.
Really?
Yeah, because I wasn't allowed to have them. So then I was like, ooh, a girl, a little girl. So now I can have the Barbies that I always wanted. No, she was not interested. I was like, Legos, really?
Do you have to be that smart? Like,
right. Can we not play out scene dramas?
I have had
a whole script in my mind.
You, me too.
Also, there's a Teresa Barbie. Do you know what I mean?
Like, oh, I had the whole thing. And you know, it's...
She's more American Girl doll. They came with books. Do you know what I mean?
I know.
They traveled the story.
They were all worldly.
They all had tangles.
Totally. I know exactly what you're talking about. We just wanted Barbie in the pool.
Yeah.
With Ken. Like,
yeah.
Right. And the story went from there.
And the convertible or the whatever.
I love that you say that because... You know, I was a big Barbie collector. I still have them in my attic. And
maybe that's what we need to do.
Yeah.
You and I need to get together and play Barbie.
Bring the kids. We're getting together and play Barbie. But I remember being like six and my mom's like, oh, little Julie's coming over for a play date. And I would be like, I was like pissed off because I'm like, Julie's going to ruin the storyline.
Right. She's going to have her own idea.
Totally. Julie's going to come in and be like, Skipper's doing this. And I'm like, that's not what's happening. So like, I had to play it cool. But. I was a solo Barbie player with very in-depth. Yeah.
Well, this is why you were in like film and production and scripting and everything. You wanted everybody to be on the same page, literally. Yeah.
So I feel like you and I should get together and play Barbie.
I kind of feel like that's where this is going. I feel like we can invite them. Maybe they can go, I don't know, spell together. I don't know. Do something really smart.
Watch Blippi together.
To play Lego.
Yeah, totally.
Blippi.
But, yeah, Blippi. Mm. It's
a whole thing.
It's a whole thing. It's anyway. So we end every episode,
okay,
with just telling and reminding everybody to celebrate life.
Yeah.
And I know you, of all people, have to really appreciate that because that's such a big part of what you do.
It's literally my job
is photography and capturing.
Yeah.
And capturing life. And then, of course, me with my ship magnet list. You know, I just hope to live another year.
We need to photograph you as much as possible because things are
Capture it now.
Yeah.
Okay. So photography or videography, any of your work assignments aside.
Yeah.
What will you celebrate? How will you celebrate life this week? That's my last question.
You know what? I'm kind of big on, I think I need to, there's some people I need to reach out to. Do you ever have that feeling that people just pat in your head and then you disregard it and you're like, ugh, I don't want to bother them. Or they're going to be like, why are you, I haven't talked to you in 6 months. Like, what the heck are you doing?
Oh, that's really nice.
I think there's people I need to
message. No, I feel guilty because I'm going through the list in my head of people I need to contact.
And then you second guess and you're like, they're going to be like, what does she want? Like, I'm not trying to sign you up for my MLM or something, boo. I really was just calling to say, like, hey, you doing? Yeah, I think I
have
some
people. That's a good one.
I might just send them random videos of me so they see my expression. They see my intent. Do I get to ask you back?
Yes, and you just did better than me.
Oh, good.
I'm like,
I'm always going for the A. Turns out you can be.
You're such an overachiever, Teresa.
Senior class president. You can be vice president.
I'm always second.
Second.
I don't know. I'm figuring out how to get to a place called Kennywood. Have you ever heard of this?
No.
If anyone has heard of Kennywood outside of Pittsburgh, please help me. So my son is obsessed with trains and telling us the train.
Oh, yeah.
And somebody put a video on YouTube of him and his kid at Kennywood. And my husband and I were like, where the hell's Kennywood?
Yeah, very good.
And so
it's like Dollywood with somebody named Kenny.
Well, I thought it was. I thought maybe it's Kenny Rogers and it's like,
okay,
by Dollywood. Yeah. That's not like it's in Tennessee. We can get there easily. No, it's up by Pittsburgh. And it's just, yeah, it's so cute. Like, my son wakes up every day and he's like, Mommy,
you got a
panty wood today? And I'm like,
well, why don't you? How old is he?
He's 2.5.
Okay. You can run the long game. He doesn't know what Kennywood is. You're going to take him to Charlotte. Outside of Charlotte, like Landis, I think, roundabouts there is the like North Carolina Train Museum. So many trains, like 40 gajillion trains. Just tell him it's Kennywood. He's not going to know. Run the Sam's World. You can.
Sam's, you're right.
Yeah.
My sister did say, she goes, they don't really remember anything until after they're three. Yeah. So like,
take them to Great Wolf Lodge. Call it Disney World.
Kennywood.
It doesn't matter.
Kennywood. But he's going to look for Thomas.
Oh, that's true. Okay, that's true.
I could bring some Thomas trains or something.
Yeah, just, like a sticker.
If we're scamming, we might as well.
You were going to take it all the way.
Scam.
Yeah, that's perfect. I love it.
It's great. It's great mom advice.
Yes.
Okay, so that.
This was fun.
And thank you so much. Okay, so myfriendteresa.com, because your website is really fun to read.
Thank you. It's really poignant. It's a lot of good stuff in there.
It's a lot of good moments that you captured, video and photography, as well as, just your bio and stuff was fun to read.
Thank you.
Everyone check out my friend Teresa, and she's my friend. Don't try to tell her.
I can be your friend too.
You have to reject friends because you're so gregarious and
they reject themselves. You know what I mean?
They kind of filter out.
Yeah, they're like, oh, she's a lot.
Yeah,
get less. You know what I mean?
Okay. See, and I was right away like, you have to be my friend. You know what I
mean? Let's do it.
But anyway, thank you for coming.
Thank you so much. This is great. This was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. And now you will remember my lessons about when a man discovers. Okay.
Yeah, we've learned a lot. We've covered a lot of ground today.
Okay.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks, everybody. We will see you next time on Hollywood Sports Mom, hollywoodsportsmom.com. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.